What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And yes, it's time to interview and talk to Sammy Sosa. Sammy, thank you for joining us. Welcome back.
It's my pleasure, man. Thank you for having me. And I'm happy and comfortable. And, you know, I'm happy.
What was that ovation like? What was that moment like for Sammy Sosa to be with his people one more time?
It was incredible. I was waiting this moment for 21 years. So I guess I'm here. Today was the opportunity for me to show the love. They showed me the love also. And I mean, everything went very good. I mean, I'm glad that pretty much they put on the show like the way they're expecting. And hey, you know, another good day.
What was it like seeing some of your old teammates for the first time in a long time, and who might you not have recognized? Anybody?
Well, yeah, I was very happy today to meet everyone. Kerry Wu, Sean Donson, Billy Whelan, you know, Jake Jenke, Andre. I mean, all of them in Ramirez. So having been. I haven't seen this guy for a long time. So, look, they was happy, too, that I'll be back in town now. Pretty much I want to see this guy a little bit more often and looking forward to pretty much continue our friendship.
What was it like for you who had such great stardom and everything was so wonderful during your career to have 21 years of being away from the people that loved you the most and the people you performed for at the highest level?
Well, I think, Bruce, I mean, the time is perfect. So God is great. So that was the time for me to come back here for some reason. I don't know. Maybe God, you know, have a plan for me, which is always does. And today was a beautiful night. I mean, no complaint. I mean, I'm happy. I still have some shield. I went up there and put in the show the way they expected me to do. You know, when I was running like that, remind me right field, you know, when I was running to the bleachers. So, look, you know, they was happy. You know, I make a lot of people happy, and I was proud of that.
You heard the people react to that when you did that. You know, the crowd still remembers those days fondly. So a lot of people have been waiting for this moment for a very long time. Why did it take this long, and how did we get here to this point? Did you reach out to Tom Ricketts and the Cubs? Did they approach you? How would you explain the way you got here tonight?
Well, you know, look, I got a good thing. I decided to put my statement out in the right time, so I did it. I mean, and they respond back to me, and I was very proud, very happy. And also, not only that, I have to say, you know, thanks to Tom Ricketts, because, I mean, he responded in the right time. So I guess, you know, he was like me. You know, that was the right time or the right moment for me to be back here.
You spent so much time in Chicago originally getting traded to the White Sox. I remember Danny Evans telling me the story about how your first year you wanted to get paid, and you asked him to cash the money and bring the cash down. You put $7,000 in your back pocket and played a whole game. You've come a long way from that, Sammy.
Indeed. I mean, look, I mean, coming from Dominican Republic, that was tough. I mean, bringing in, get the opportunity that I get, and also, you know, I have a lot of family that was waiting for me by then, for me to make it to the show. I did it, and also, you know, my main focus was, you know, play hard, do great, have a great year, so that way I can come back home happy, you know, with a lot of $7,000 in my pocket.
Well, you're here tonight because you reached out. You made a statement a month ago. The Tom Ricketts, they responded to it, so they invited you back into the fold. In your statement, you apologized. For what did you apologize?
Oh, 21 years, buddy. You know what I mean? Look, 21 years I haven't been here. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, look, I mean, when you're growing up and you pretty much find the Lord, because I did, and you see things now differently. Before, it was hard for me, you know, to do that. But now, you know, I did it with, you know, I mean, with happiness. I mean, I did it because, you know, look, when I grew up, I mean, when I was playing, you know, I play great every day. I maybe hurt some people that I don't even know about it. So that's why, I sent my statements. And I think it was, you know, fantastic. I mean, let's say 90% of the fan was very happy. 10%, you know, like always, is going to be say whatever they want. And, hey, so be.
But were you apologizing for something specific, for the way you played the game or for the way that you hit the home runs? Were you apologizing for anything specific?
Like I say, I was 21 years out. You know, without coming here to Chicago, and believe me, my friend, they love me, they support me, and definitely, that's one of the reasons why I did.
What's the most difficult thing about being one of the most famous people in the world? Because you were hanging around with the Clintons, and you were as famous as anybody this side of Michael Jordan the time you played. What was the hardest part of not being famous anymore? What did you have to get used to?
No, look, I mean, I play great. I had my moment. I mean, I met everybody that I need to be met. But, you know, when you're in that world, I mean, it's different, you know. I mean, but when you met the Lord and you understand, you know, things that are not make any sense anymore. So, you just come down to the reality. So, I believe, I mean, I'm a big believer, and that's why, you know, pretty much I'm here today. And, you know, look, I met Clinton, I met Donald Trump, I met a lot of people. In my day, and I was glad and I was happy to do that. But now I'm a different man.
You are in the Cubs Hall of Fame tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel about not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown?
Well, that's another stage. I mean, normally we go one step at a time. I'm just happy to be at the Chicago Hall of Fame. You know, let's see, what the future bring me here with the Chicago Hall of Fame. So pretty much I'm not thinking about something in the past. I like to go forward.
When you think about teammates, managers, general managers, baseball people, who comes to your mind first when you think about your career and who had the most influence?
Well, a lot of people. First, the Lord, because, I mean, my family. I had to mention Larry Hine, which is believing me when I was pretty much when no one, I had to say, believe in me. He trained me twice. So I guess he sees something of me that nobody else sees, right? And I did, and I never let Larry Hine down. And also, pretty much, you know, there's a lot of people in my life that I have to, you know, pretty much remember. But, I mean, managers, players, GM. So, you know, there's a lot of people that that are our favorite, too.
How would you describe what your legacy is? And does it bother you at all that it might be tainted to some people?
No, man, don't lie, my friend. I don't really care who think about it or no. You know, my number is my number. Nobody can scratch my number from the board. I don't care what you say. So I'll move forward. You know, I do what I got to do, and I'm happy and I'm glad. And they show me tonight that my number count. So,
this summer you come back to Wrigley Field for the first time in 21 years. You will be able to be honored at the ballpark, mm-hmm. be a part of that ballpark. What have you missed the most about the Chicago fans in Wrigley Field?
Everything, you know. I mean, they have a new ballpark. I mean, they have a new clubhouse that I haven't been there. So I want to see everything. You know what I mean? 40,000 square feet. My goodness, when we play, we only have maybe 2,000 square feet clubhouse. So now it's 40,000, and that's one thing that I feel comfortable to. And also, I want to go back to the question that you're talking about. I mean, what I'm saying is meaning that, because sometimes people get confused when I'm trying to say something. I don't mean it to offend anybody. I don't. But I believe, you know, I'm a man that I've been through so many things in my life. I have a master in fall, but I have another master in get up and move forward. So definitely, I feel comfortable about it. I want to make sure that I, you know, we don't go to a different direction.
When you come back, do you one day hope to see your number retired? Do you hope to one day see a statue of Sammy Sosa? What do you hope that you
everything, everything? Are you kidding me? Everything, yes. You know, you know. Look, the numbers don't lie, but you know what I mean. I mean, with all the light. Look, I'm back. I'm happy. I mean, Tom is a great man. The Chicago organization, you know, they hear, they know the kind of person that I am. You know, because some people got confused sometimes. You don't know me, and you can think, or you can say something about me, but when you really met me, you see the difference.
What, Sammy, what's your relationship now with Tom? Have you had some private moments where you've gotten to talk, and are you looking to forge this relationship forward for many years?
I think so, because, I mean, look, I mean, he welcomed me to his house, because that's his thing, and also I'm glad to do that. I'm honored to be here again, and I believe that the whole Chicago organization, you know, Dennis was great, Gene, you know, Giselle, everybody there, because I don't remember everybody's name, but everybody was great. I mean, still going through something. Look, I'm here now, like I said, and I, you know, believe the future is going to bring some good things for
Sammy,
me.
When people see you, they think of a certain memory, or a flood of memories come back. When you come back here, what is your favorite memory of being a Cub?
Well, I have a lot of memory with me, you know. Well, I don't know, I mean, maybe 21 months, maybe 60, you know, he's 60, 61 here, so I don't know. Look, it was so many opportunities that I have to come through, you know, and also, you know, he's 64, 63, 64, and 66, and the year that I had a home run champion was when I had 50. So, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
I want to take you back to 2001.
Okay.
After 9/11, Cubs come home after being on the road. What was that like for you to get that home run and grab that flag from Billy Williams coming around first?
Well, that was incredible, because, I mean, 9/11 was happening. Everybody was scared. Everybody was a little bit shaky, because, I mean, we never see something like that. The Twin Tower going down like that, a couple of planes. I mean, come on. And also that, I mean, I remember that when we have a chance to play the game, I want to do something, like I always do something different, you know what I mean? So I say to Billy, take the flag to first base, because I'm going to hit a home run today. I just said it like that. And also, you know what I mean, it happened. And also when, you know, I mean, the flag that I got running to, I mean, to right field was incredible too. But I say that to Billy. And then you see in the video that, you know, when I hit the home run, I pass the base, and then I come back to get the flag, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that you understood early on that you were not only a ball player and a great ball player, but an entertainer. How did you mesh the two? How did you, because you went out there every day, out to right field, and you got the fans going. I mean, you were an entertainer as much as a ball player.
I remember seeing that movie, The Gladiator. You got to win the crowd. You had to win the crowd, and I had the ability to do that, Bruce, and I did it. I came out very strong. I was focused in what I wanted to do, physically, mentally, and I believe that that was, you know, why it gave me so far, because I was afraid, you know, I'm strong mentally, and when you do that, you can go anywhere.
Final few moments here on Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine, talking with Sammy Sosa. Sammy, was there somebody in the Cub organization, somebody in Chicago, somebody that you made sure you needed to see when you came back to town for the first time in so long?
Bruce, Bruce, that has been with me for so many years. And outside, I see some couple of reporters that was great to me. And look, you know, I treat everybody nice. You know, people sometimes, you know, they pretty much change their mind when they're going to do something about me. But hey, look, I mean, it's happened. I'm not perfect, but I'm always never forget anybody.
Has it bothered you how you have been portrayed by some people in some circles in Chicago over the years?
Look, I mean, today and age, you know, social media, people want to say whatever they want to say. Now, I mean, day and age today, everybody's a reporter. So look, you know, 90% that approve you and 10% is, not happen. Hey, you know, it's like a win the lottery.
When you look at baseball today, can you sit and watch a whole game, or is it difficult for you? And How many home runs would you hit now?
Well, I mean, with all the technology that they have today, you know, it can make it easy because, I mean, you know, you got an iPad, you know, you can watch, you know, every pitch, every swing that you do. I mean, normally, when I was playing, normally I had to go back to the clubhouse, you know, I mean, the next day see myself. Today you have it here in the clubhouse, I mean, when the dugout. So pretty much, I mean, it's a great opportunity now. Definitely, I believe that it's, you know, not easy to hit because he's not easy. But, you know, whoever have talent, they have to be focused, stay in the middle, go to right field, and make contact.
Sammy, thank you so much for your time. Welcome back, and really appreciate you spending some time with us.
My pleasure.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.